Well, Restart Episode 21 is presented to you, our dear listeners, in the virtual world where this video will probably remain. The topic of the program concerning the perfect human and what happens after death, the life after death, will be presented to you. My dear friends, those who are promoting us on Instagram, Telegram, Viber, WhatsApp, or anywhere else, and our dear Facebook friends, whom we hold in the highest regard. Last week we spoke about Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. And we said that basically for 1400 years they've pulled the wool over your eyes, and Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim has nothing to do with God. It means, in the name of the perfect human, I swear by the perfect human who is gracious and merciful. You can water the yard of your house all you want, but if there's nothing in it, no matter how much you water it, nothing will grow. You have to plant a seed in it. Go into your yard right now and water it until morning. Water it for 30 years. 100 years, an apple tree won't grow. What's the way to grow an apple tree? The way is that the seed of an apple tree must be planted in it. This seed is planted by the perfect human. Now, if you haven't found that perfect human, the ground is full of weeds, a salt marsh, but the potential is there. The justice in this is that this potential exists in all beings. It's written in your own Quran, it's written in the Torah, and it's written in the Gospel. Unfortunately, we don't reflect deeply on the matter, and for 1400 years they've fooled you, 2000 years for the Christians. The older a religion is, the more idiotic it is. The older a religion's following, the more idiotic the groups are. It makes no difference. This one hasn't understood the matter for 2,000 years, that one for 1,400 years, and another for 3,000 years. Yes, there is a method. For a tree to grow, there are different methods. Certain things must be present for this to happen. Air and water are not enough. That seed must be planted, and this seed can only be planted by the perfect human. This point, which is one of the reasons the perfect human exists, is exactly what we want to talk a little bit about today regarding the next world. We will explain. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, why do you in your prayers? I take refuge from the accursed Satan, and in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. No, it's a pledge. I swear by the perfect human who is gracious and merciful, but you are oblivious to him. Now, why do you say, Assalamu alayka, peace be upon you, at the end of the prayer? It means peace be upon you. The perfect human must be in front of you. You must know who he is. He must be present for you to say peace be upon you. From you, dot you, implies a present, addressed party. If you were to study the Arabic second person pronouns like kum or kuna and check the context, you'd see the meaning in Arabic literature is different. So a lot of things from last week were just blown away. Now, about kosher food, if you want a rabbi to come and pray over the food for Jews, in whose name does he pray? In the name of God. Which God? He says it in the name of the perfect human. He knows him. So the concept of kosher is also up in the air. Mr. Hosseini, should we eat meat in America? A question from a listener. Mr. Hosseini, does it make a difference if we eat pork or lamb in America? No, it makes no difference. Why? Because you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to kill the sheep. You yourself are saying, in whose name are you killing it? It must be killed in the name of a person. That person is the perfect human. Why? Because the gracious and merciful in Bismillah does not refer back to Allah. According to Arabic literature, it refers back to the name of God. Now for a little thing, let's clash a bit with the Shias. A little bit, it's fine. You who are Shia, you yourself say that Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Anana, Ana Ismullah wa, I am the name of God. I am the name of God. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. Now, who is Ali? What is Ali? Who even... are the people who praise Ali good people? They're all idiots. What about those who curse Ali? They're even bigger idiots. It's not like anyone really knew Ali. Everyone, meaning those who curse Ali or those who praise him, are both just making noise. You're talking from books and reading history. a history where, for example, Mr. Saeed Nafisi published a certain book, published the book of Hafez, and now in the name of this same Mr. Saeed, they have published a distorted version of Hafez. So the first book Mr. Nafisi published and the book that exists now have 2 million differences. All of it, all the words have been moved around. It's a complete distortion. Why? Because some of the words of Mr. Hafez and Rumi and such are dangerous. Okay, today we were supposed to, last week we explained about taking refuge. I said this so you're aware. These are different discussions about whether we know Jesus or we don't. Where he has a mole, what Jesus even looks like. And unfortunately, all religions have stolen things from Sufism over these 100,000 years, things that have no connection to Islam and have fed them to the people. Now, your questions can arise. What deep questions could there be that are also logical? The difference between religions and Sufism. Today we open another branch. The difference between religions and Sufism is that religions promote the absolute human, while mysticism and Sufism promote the perfect human. God forbid, is there a difference between these concepts? A huge difference. Religions, through imagination, fantasy, analogy, conjecture, and illusion, create a being that humanity over these 100,000 years has known as the absolute human or absolute being or absolute God. He gets a headache. He goes to church. His ass hurts. He goes to church. It makes no difference. Oh, Imam Reza, I'm speeding. Oh, Imam Reza, my child wants to get married. What should I do? Imam Reza. My aunt has a problem. What should I do? I don't have money, Imam Reza. Let me win this lottery, this drawing, Imam Reza. Imam Reza, save my child. He ties himself to Imam Reza. They're lovely. The absolute human, meaning the absolute being. He goes to the church, touches that wall in the church, prostrates himself, just like with Buddha. The Buddhists were the same. No fool in that world, in that era, before 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, no fool thought that this idol was God. It's you who thinks that. The idols were representatives of the one God. If you think people back then were such cows that they thought, yeah, this idol listens to its headphones, no, it's not a joke. Abraham goes and smashes the idols and they ask, who smashed them? He says, the big idol did it. Abraham goes into the churches, destroys the churches, and they ask, who did this? He says, yeah, Jesus on the cross did it. Abraham goes into the mosque, destroys the mosque, and they ask, who did this? He says, the mihrab of the mosque, the Allah you wrote up there. Then the people say, ugh, you donkey. Does Allah move from up there? Does Jesus move from the cross? No, saying there. Then Abraham says, yeah, you're the donkey, you idiot, who for thousands of years has thought he moves. So why do you talk to him? The idol is exactly what religions have, and all people on planet Earth, we are all absolutists. We are looking for an absolute person. But in mysticism, the perfect human is not an absolute human. What does that mean? It means if you say, my head hurts, and go to him, he'll say, tough luck, you say, my head hurts. He says, go to a doctor. If you say no, let's say a doctor, does the perfect human, my car has a problem. He says, you have to take it to a mechanic. How beautiful. I go, perfect human, excuse me, I have cancer. What should I do? Go to a doctor. Could you please say a prayer for me? Tipius, we will pray, but the doctor must help. He doesn't say sure. He says, we will pray. Religions introduce a being to you that is completely imaginary. Look, any problem you have in life, you want to divorce your wife, you go to Imam Reza. Just that, if you just think about that, you'll get it. But the perfect human's job is something else entirely. The perfect human's movement is something else. The perfect human is the perfect human. Now, you want to know what the perfect human is? Next week, I'll start with Mr. Hafez's verses. So you know that when Hafez mentions the name of the perfect human, he tears himself apart. Hafez. Hafez, not Hosseini, Not you. Someone had raised the issue. Hosseini, are you introducing this perfect human? Am I introducing him? I said one phrase. The one who introduces must be a component of that which is being introduced. Do you know what that means? The great Sufi of the world. A god of literacy, information, knowledge, science, one of the top 100 people in world history, we can say. Maulana Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi Balkhi Khorasani doesn't mention the name of the perfect human in his book. He cries, he screams for Shams. And Shams himself is caught up with a perfect human. Where are you? If anyone was going to introduce him, the human, if anyone had the guts to introduce the perfect human, Rumi would have done it. He had the knowledge, and he was a big shot. Rumi says, Shams is my son and my God. Shams is my son and my God. We don't pay much attention on Fridays. You know why? Because look, let me explain a little thing so you get it. It's a very important point. Look, governments have always lied to you. Even though you've read it in your own religious books, in your own words, and you've read it in scientific books too. Look, in about 40, 50 years, we will reach a point where no human dies from a stroke. The most ridiculous thing is for a person to have a stroke and die. Why do people die at all? The soul has no connection to the brain, which is its hard drive. Soon, a chip, a food, they'll give you a piece of water to drink with a chip in it. It will go and sit behind your heart. Whenever your heart stops, this will start it up. You shouldn't be surprised. You religions are stuck in a place of superstition. So this earth is round. What was Galileo saying? The earth is not round. The earth does not revolve around the sun. The sun revolves around the earth. It's the same now. Sir, I don't think we will reach a level where at your service we can, for example, not have strokes anymore. Nobody dies. You definitely will. During Hitler's time, a man sat and hypnotized the commander of the U.S. Air Force just by looking into his eyes. Do you get it? It's at that level. We are here. Governments are lying to you. Right now, as I'm talking to you, there are people in India, not just India. They exist right here in America too. In India and America, under the supervision of governments, there are people who can completely cut off your head, spit on it, and put your head back on. This is nothing for them. Moses, when the sorcerer said, "Will you start first or shall I?" he said, "You start first." When the sorcerers cast, meaning they performed their magic and sorcery, Moses fled. "Do not fear." God said, "Do not fear. Throw down the staff." The staff. All of hypnosis has been discovered. By science from meditation, the ways to reach Hosseini are as numerous as the number of human telephone numbers, logically the population and their phones. Right now, I'm connected to you in several ways. You have Telegram, and you can also call me. So the ways to reach Hosseini are as numerous as the human population. The way, for example, 7 billion of you can call me at the same time. Why are we so surprised? What are we connected to? What are we laughing at? Am I connected to something? Are you in something? Nothing. You are nothing. You don't pay close attention. It's just that governments are afraid to explain that, sir, there are powers that exist. Alongside these 5 or 6 thousand people who work as a subset of governments, there are another 80, 90 people. What does that mean? It means they can perform these powers? We explained Asif ibn Barkhiya to you. We said a man next to Solomon who brought his throne once said, "Wow, sir, I will bring his throne by the time you stand up." The other one, who was a mystic, said, "In the blink of an eye," and then it was there. The powers of the mystics are far beyond this. The people of Sufism are much more. Khwaja Abdullah Ansari says, "If you can walk on water, you are but a straw. If you can fly, you are but a fly. Win a heart so that you may become someone." It means, can I fly? Governments are afraid of the perfect human. This is their problem. the fear of all the governments of the entire planet is of the perfect human. The reason is that if the perfect human is exposed, many issues will be exposed, many behind-the-scenes matters will be revealed. These 70-80 mystics, a few of whom are also Sufis, and all of them are a subset of Sufism, their work, is not this ridiculous hocus-pocus game that you and I are caught up in. I mean, someone who can now, for example, see a picture of his mom on, say, IMO, sitting somewhere, like her image is broadcast here in the air. This also exists. That hypnotism exists. All of science is a subset of these same people of Sufism. Basically, the people of Sufism, the reality is that they, let's say it next time. Next, we've all been made fools of. If they want to do something, they do it easily. Now, if we want to talk about Maurice Maeterlinck, let's see what will happen after death. Rumi says, in a very simple sentence, let's see what we are now to know what we will be later. Very simple. For now, I won't talk about the perfect human. Really, my perspective isn't to talk right now about what the perfect human is and many other things. Next week, because I want to start on Hafez, I'll give some initial explanations. The program, Where Did You Come From? Let's think together for 5 minutes. I just want us to look at this way of thinking, and then we'll get to the second part of this program in 15 more episodes. Where did you come from? Salam alaikum, Mr. Hosseini, from my mom's womb. Go back a little further. Oh, yes, you're right. I wasn't in my mom's womb at first. You're right, in my dad's loins. Go back a little further. Yeah, I was in my mom's loins too, okay? Go back a little further. Yeah, my dad came from his parents' loins. So you came from two people. Your dad came from two people and your mom came from two people. In total, that's four people. This progression becomes an arithmetic progression. Behind your dad's parents were another two people, making it eight. As you keep going back, this number always goes up. So if you look at your DNA, what were you doing back there? Do you remember? No, Mr. Hosseini, I don't remember at all. Could you hear? I don't know. Your mom got into a fight with her boyfriend in Italy, slapped him in the face. The police arrested her boyfriend. Your mom went to Japan, drank tea in Japan, got on a plane, they came to Kerman. Your dad went from Germany to Italy, went to Mashhad, couldn't pay the rent in Mashhad, fled to Kerman and married your mom so that you would be born. One was a Mongol, one was an Arab, one was Japanese, one was Turkish. If we were to count the generations here, you wouldn't have heard anything then. Okay, I don't care. When the seed was planted in your mother's womb, how was it planted? Yes, 136,000 chromosomes came with one from the mother and they mixed. You were one of those 134,000 chromosomes. Where are the rest? I don't know. Did you hear anything there? I don't remember. Okay. We come a little further forward. In your mother's womb, could you hear in your mother's womb? Yes, Mr. Hosseini, I could hear. Do you remember it? No, I don't remember. How many months were you in your mother's womb? 9 months? Now I want to... How old are you? I'm 34, Mr. Hosseini. Now I want to put you back into your mom's womb. Can I? Sir, that's not possible. I've gotten big. This itself shows that when you die, you can't come back. If I can put you back into your mom's womb, it means when you die, I can bring you back into this world again. This reincarnation and all of it is up in the air, according to Maurice Maeterlinck. Why? Because when you die, the being that is within you is finished with this physical body made of earth. It goes into another virtual space. For this reason, it cannot return. Now, let's assume the other world exists. It's just like now, this is the world after your mom's womb. You only understood when you came out. Well, what were you doing in your mother's womb? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We ate right there. We went to the bathroom right there. We slept right there in a space of half a meter by half a meter. It's okay. You were in there for 9 months. A 7-month-old baby can also come out. Why did you stay for the extra 2 months? Sir, we stayed to, like, become more complete. Okay. When you were in your mother's womb, did you know you had a mother and father? No. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So, when you die, you don't know. I want to show how easily the future can be understood from the past. I just want us to open our minds, that's it. God is the provider, meaning you didn't know that Bismillahirrahmanirrahim meant I swear by the perfect human in whose womb I am. You didn't know this. You thought God was the provider. Allah gives you sustenance. God put a tube in your mouth, you ate, and another tube took waste out. You slept right there too. When you came out, you realized, oh my God, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, the perfect human is your father, meaning your mother. You see your father, then the next world is just like this. For 9 months, or 9 years, or 90 years, or 9,000 years, you are in the womb of the grave. After you are born from the grave into the next world, it's a new father, a new mother. When we were in our mother's womb, did you know what your parents looked like? Number after death, you also can't know their shape. No, you find out there. When you came out of your mother's womb, could you walk? Number. So, in the next world, you can't walk at first either. When you die and get up, you can't walk. You can pay 60 tomans for someone to go to a grave and read the Quran. It's just sound waves in the air. Meaning, when we talk, my voice is in the air. If you go to the moon now, no matter how much Quran you read and I'm right next to you, I won't understand what you're saying. When a person dies, the musical scale of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si changes. It's not 7 notes, it's 9 notes, 10 notes, 15 notes. It's a whole other subject. This Quran that you read has never reached the ears of any dead person because there's no there's no air there for the sound to be carried. Let's understand it simply to understand the topic. So when you die, you come out, you see a new father and mother. What else do you see? Mr. Hosseini, when I was in my mom's womb, I just feel that if God had given me an extra 2 meters of womb, I could have stretched my legs, and if he had put a girl in there too, we could have had a little kiss. Everything would have been sorted. It would have been a good paradise. When I came out, I saw 25 billion beings exist. When you were in your mother's womb, had you seen a whale? Number. Had I seen a whale? When you were in your mother's womb, did you know that apple trees exist, pear trees exist, technology exists, IMO existed, IMO exists, WhatsApp exists, uncles exist, paternal uncles exist, aunts exist? No, you knew nothing. Billions and billions. Beyond this, did you know the moon exists, the sun exists, a neutron star exists? Did you know, you idiot, that when you came out of your mom's womb, there are 25 billion billion things that you don't know? Did you know that even after you're born, you still won't understand 90% of the universe? So after death, you have a new place, you have a new climate, your food is new, your car is new. Everything that you suddenly saw when you came out of your mother's womb, in the same way, when you die, you get up, open your eyes, and you see a new world, new things. Who is our father and mother there, Mr. Hosseini? It's your belief, because in that world, the body no longer has meaning. Meaning you, your mother, is Makarem Shirazi. How lovely. You take a kiss from his lips and you're drinking milk from his breast. And then you say, I take back my words. I don't want this to be my mom. I don't want Jannati to be my mom. I don't want this priest to be my mom. And it's not possible anymore. That is your mother. You will be resurrected with him. Haven't you read it in the Quran? Haven't you read it in the Torah? Haven't you read it in the Gospel? Haven't you read it? You rise with him. That rabbi who guided you to the religion is with you. Now, what difference does it make? Look, you were in your mom's womb. There was a hole about half a meter. If this half meter had shifted a little to the side, you would have been in the womb of, say, the Queen of England. You came out of your mom's womb, and your mom can't pay her rent. But if this same womb had been the womb of Queen Elizabeth's mother, you would have been a billionaire now. Meaning, when you come out of the grave, you don't know whose womb is next. If you were in the womb of a doctor mother, your situation would have been better. If your mother was a laborer, your situation was worse. So when you die, you come out of the wombs of beings, and you don't know if they are poor or rich. You don't know their financial situation. You don't know if they're divorced or not. How does a believer come out? A believer comes out with the perfect human. He is their father. Why? Because they recognized him from the grave. I'm just giving an example so that you know what differences can exist between this world and that world. So Maurice Maeterlinck explains the other world very beautifully. He says, you should see, where have you come from? What was the purpose of your coming? Where do you go in the end without revealing your homeland? What is the difference between this world and that world? In the world that was your mom's womb, this is very important. Now the story, if you open up, you'll understand. You didn't have a girlfriend. You didn't understand love. You didn't even understand your mom's love for you. Your hand, you couldn't open it, what your mom did. I mean, God, you couldn't, her milk, the mother's womb, God said, exit from paradise. Get out of my mom's womb. Paradise is that very place where your mom was. Your mom's womb is paradise. It's paradise. The best place where you eat, you sleep, you go, you defecate. When you came out of your mom's womb, he said, ikruj min al-jannah. Now you understood you have to learn to walk. They have to teach you to talk. You have to go work, earn money, live, travel in the virtual world. And everything that happened to you in childhood until now, the same thing happens to the little person in there. And you can't make any other changes to it. In that world too, you have to learn to talk. What is their language? What are their words? What is their way of thinking? So religions promote the absolute human, and mysticism promotes the perfect human. Albert Einstein's relativity is the same in that world too. Rumi says, we are from above, and to the above we are going. We are not going down. Do you know what Albert Einstein's relativity means? We are all seeking to think about war. If we focus a little, we are after other nonsense. Because I promised to do this program, I'm doing it in one of their live streams so we can see how much the subject differs. It differs a lot. Right now, as you are living, there are bacteria that die in under a few billionths of a second. Meaning, in less than a billionth of a second, they are born, have children, get married, wrap their child in swaddling clothes, raise their child, have birthdays, get drunk, perform mitotic divisions, and die again. The ratio of this to you, who lives 100 years, becomes Albert Einstein's relativity. Meaning, you see thousands of their generations upon generations. A crow, a dog, 15? No, a crow lives 20 years. How many? All the crows on your street know the ancestors of your dog. I don't know who this dog's father was, who its mother was, who this dog's mother slept with or didn't. Was this dog a good puppy? Then how many people it bit? What it used to do? Who its masters were? It sees three of your generations, a turtle, 500 years. Many fish have died while the turtles remained. This is relativity. The world is a relative world, meaning it's an Einsteinian space. You don't hear the voice of an ant, and the ant doesn't hear your voice. Do other beings exist alongside us? They definitely exist. Hey, so we don't see them. Do you see many things? You don't see the air either. Does it not exist? You don't see many things. You don't see bacteria, amoebas. You don't see many of them. Do they not exist? What is the temporal distance between you and that amoeba? What is the temporal distance of your thought with the sound, your nerve with the sound? Does it understand flight? This is relativity. We are all living side by side on planet Earth, billions upon billions of beings, without meddling in each other's affairs, without anything happening. If you were to hear the sound of an electron spinning around a nucleus, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Billions of electrons are essentially spinning around nuclei in your body. Now, in between this, if you also hear the voice of the ants telling their children, go to sleep, go to sleep. Now there are 2 million ants in that hole. Go to sleep, child. You wouldn't be able to watch TV anymore. This is how beings are nested within each other's space. So in that world, all forms of reading the Quran, performing prayers, are of no benefit to any dead person. Because firstly, they don't hear, they don't understand, they have no sense, no sound reaches them. And after they ascend from there, they can't come back to understand what's going on. If you return to your mom's womb, they too could return. In this case, there is no returning. This is the work of the perfect human. Sadi says, every breath that is inhaled is a prolonger of life, and when it is exhaled, it is a refresher of the self. What does this mean? You don't know. It means that oppressor, that Pharaoh was, even now that on planet Earth we don't have a god like Pharaoh, everyone has become a good boy, that dictator, that leader, that king, the donkey, when he gets into a conflict with the perfect human, he doesn't know that every breath that goes in is a prolonger of life, meaning he can stop it from coming out. Every breath that is inhaled is a prolonger of life, and when it is exhaled, it is a refresher of the self. For every breath, two thanks are due, which you must give to the perfect human. All the souls of the people on planet Earth are in the hands of the perfect human. No one dies unless he wishes it. No one is born unless he wishes it. Where did you learn all this, Hosseini? From the verses of your own Quran. God created the perfect human, then breathed into him from himself, and told the angels and the beings to prostrate. Everyone prostrated except that motherfucking Satan. Get lost. He didn't pay attention to the issue. Who is Satan? Satan is one who prays, who has fasted for 700,000 years, has given alms, has paid the Qums tax. What is his problem? He only wants to worship God. He doesn't want to prostrate to anyone. Who is Satan? Satan is all of you and me who do not know the perfect human right now. What was Satan's problem? It was that the perfect human. Don't you get what this means? The angel said, sir, what is this that you have created? And I'm reading your own story to you. Sir, I'm reading your own funny story so you remember that when you die and say, I didn't hear, I'll punch you in the mouth. We all heard. The angel said, what is this that you have created? He said, I know that which you do not know. God commanded everyone to prostrate. Everyone prostrated. What does that mean? It means Azrael, the angel of death, prostrated. Who is Azrael? He is a virus that does something to your body. This is all assuming a God exists, of course. So Azrael has prostrated to the perfect human. Do you know what that means? It means he doesn't kill without his permission. Gabriel has prostrated everything. God, you yourself say it in your Quran, in the Torah, in the Gospel. We have it in the Avesta. We have it in the Vedas. I haven't said a single word about God from myself. You say all beings have prostrated to the perfect human. And God said your path to salvation is prostration to the perfect human. Well, your path is clear then. You are either a Satan or a prostrator. Night rise, we explained. We explained the human body. What does my hand prostrating to me mean? My hand has prostrated to me. Why? Because whatever I do, whatever command I give it, it obeys. The hand doesn't kill on its own. My eye has prostrated to me. Whenever I want to look at you, I see. My foot has prostrated to me because it is an angel that my foot has prostrated. Because if it's up to me, I say go and it goes. With this hand, I can stab you in the stomach. With this hand, I can caress you. It is my command. This is prostration. My intellect, which is Gabriel, has prostrated to me. He is my prophet. He has prostrated. Why? Because I can think about whatever I want. I can think about you now, or I can think about no one. This interpretation is always explained in Night Rise, but the next interpretation is this. A being called the perfect human, all beings on planet Earth are obligated to prostrate to him, and whoever does not prostrate is a Satan. And this very no book in religious history has come that did not say, I am the divider of heaven and hell. Jesus says the same thing. He says, I am Jesus says, I am the perfect human. I decide who goes to hell and who goes to heaven. No one dies unless I wish it. I existed before the Big Bang. Who says this now? This is the Jesus we will talk about next week. Who else says these sentences? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mr. Hosseini Ali also said this in the Nahj al-Balagha. Don't you think there's a deep question here? Ali says, one of the main reasons they call Ali an infidel was that in one of his sermons he says, I am the divider of heaven and hell. No human has been created that I was not there. When Adam was being created, I was there. The entire globe, whatever you see, I created it. I kill, I bring to life. One of those Arabs got angry and said, ah, excuse me, leave something for God. You know, Jesus says all these sentences too. Question, Mr. Hosseini, so the governments know him, this perfect human. Yes, why don't they kill him? The great secret lies right here. Dear listener, the perfect human has screwed this world over in such a way that he has left no way out for them. The matter is very simple, meaning there is a simple matter hidden within it that governments can't do a damn thing. Besides these words, which we will discuss in the future in the Restart program. So, religions lead man towards the absolute human, who is an imaginary being that he thinks is all-powerful. But the mystics lead to the perfect human, and the perfect human places reason, wisdom, and prudence as the primary foundation of his thought. We had many other things to talk about. Next week, the craftiness of Hafiz. A corner of the perfect human will be explained. Of course, I'm saying again, Daji, these things I've said are not yet definite. I'm explaining again, meaning in the next level, when I want to explain that world, all the things, maybe the data in your head will be scrambled. So don't think that just, I only gave an example that you can put a donkey in front of you and reach God from the donkey and maybe we can think. The very fact that you are thinking, you are in restart, you have thrown out past thoughts, you are thinking now, means you have been restarted at this very moment. It means you are not following the religion of your father and mother and of the people, and you have understood that the principles of religion, meaning monotheism and the worship of God, justice and imamate, according to these Muslims, are matters of investigation, not imitation. About Saeed Imami, it seems the program within the program is, we are all idiots, will be broadcast, in which very interesting wonders and very important secrets are hidden in the program Idiotism. In 1 year, it has a different structure. We have a different way of thinking. I hope you will be resurrected with the perfect human in the next world. Joking aside, not with Makarem Shirazi,